Hi, this is Eva Cox with the last More Civil Society for this year. And I want to actually raise some of the sorts of issues that usually we tend to leave out at the end of the year. Happy festivities, Happy New Year, big expectations. But this year, I think things have been pretty grim, and we really do need to think about what we're going to do in the new year that's going to improve society, because we're not very good at that at the moment. We've got lots of people raising protests, lots of people identifying corruption, lots of people identifying social problems, lots of people sort of pointing out that the private sector seems to have stuffed up, including a lot of people who would normally support it, because markets don't work. But where are the cases that people are making for getting back to the idea that we actually live in a society, not an economy, and it's time we get back to being citizens, not customers, because customers is a distrust relationship. There's another story in the papers, which I read just before I started recording this, which pointed out that you should check on your mortgage because you can't trust the bank that provides it to not rip you off. There's a constant sense that if you're a good customer, you're constantly vigilant about being ripped off. And if you have a government that keeps trying to convince us we are actually customers, no wonder there's a distrust epidemic. And really, that's what I want to talk about, because we do need to address the fact that people don't trust politicians. And quite rightly, because they're behaving like a lot of infants in school playgrounds in many cases at the moment, and can hardly be described as the people we would trust to run the country. But there is a serious problem, because there's a whole lot of things that governments used to do which they no longer do, which they've handed over to the market. And that's one of the reasons we have this distrust problem. But next year, we have an election in the biggest state, New South Wales, and shortly after that, presumably at this stage, we'll have a federal election. Maybe it's time that we as citizens started telling the government, or those who want to be in government, not what we don't like about what they're doing. I think they've worked that one out, having had a look at the last elections and the various other things that are happening in the polls, but what we do want them to do. We need to put good social policy back on the agenda. Those things that we expect the public service to do for us. Those things that we expect the community to be able to be funded for. Not just the idea that we're going to offload it all onto the private sector because the market can manage it, because we know they can't. We need to put up alternatives. We need to create the sort of optimism that we had way back in the 70s. And I'm old enough to remember it. That made us believe that it is possible to have a government that does have a social contract with its citizens, that does create good services that it runs or it funds communities to run, but it also controls the market. So yes, we get the benefit of the market, of it being creative and competitive, but we don't get ripped off by it. And that would seem to be happening over the past few decades. And government is ripping us off in the same way the markets are, because it keeps subcontracting our stuff out, spending our money on things and then selling them. We need to stop that. We need to start putting up alternatives. So my challenge for you in the new year is help us create a more civil society and make sure that you become involved in telling those that are looking for your vote what you want them to do and not just criticise them for what they've stuffed up. Oh, and here's some additional information if you're interested. We've got a website called thegoodsociety.net.au, which will give you some information about the trust deficit and also some suggestions of things you might like to follow up, and an email contact. So if you want to get active, here's your chance to work out how to do it. Thanks.